Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Buzz, love that song, Elton John, and 98.9 Buzz. Like I said, I get triggered on that, Sandy, because...
Why?
Because my wife and I decided, well, let's sing that karaoke. And it's like 6 minutes. It's like the most long song ever when you're trying to sing it.
Wait, they don't give you a shortened version for karaoke?
No.
Oh, I thought they did.
You can't mess with Elton John's lyrics.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Anyway, okay, there you go. Welcome to Spazano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz. How are you? It's only Tuesday.
It's the 10th
of December. Mainly cloudy and mild. Unseasonably mild. It's like 10 degrees hotter than it should be today. It's going to be 50. Mainly cloudy, mild, some showers developing late. And then tomorrow rain early, and then there's maybe some wet snow later. And then west of Rochester might get some, lake effect and stuff like that. And only 44 degrees today, tomorrow, too. So, you know, I don't know. I mean, it depends. White Christmas thing is...
Still too soon. Still too soon. I know you worry about... You've been worrying about this since the first day of the month. Still too soon.
Not when it's going to be above 30 every day up until the day before Christmas.
They don't know the day up until Christmas. They say you can't predict weather that far in advance in Rochester.
Yeah, you can.
I mean, you've lived here long enough.
Not perfectly, but trendingly. Okay. 49 on Tuesday of next week. Come on, people.
Oh, I love it.
No, don't you dare wish away a white Christmas.
Well, you know what? There are some people who need to travel and get here and there. And a white Christmas and a snowstorm is not what is going to help them and their travel plans.
That's different. White Christmas is snow on the ground. Snowstorm is a snowstorm. Unless you're trapped at a resort in the Catskills like they were in the movie White Christmas. And then it's great. Oh, God. All right. Yeah, wait, they caught the guy. We got to talk about that. They caught the guy, the murdered dude, the United Healthcare dude. Boy, there's stories. I'm really intrigued. Like, I don't usually get intrigued by things, but there's so many layers to this. I mean.
Yeah. Even his high school classmates came forward and talked to him. And that's what I'm always interested in. Like, what was he like in high school?
His uncle is like a big politician. I mean, this is going to be like he's ruining the family.
Again, with all these layers to this story with the United Healthcare gunman, still people are focused on his looks.
Yes, he's a hottie.
Did you see his mugshot? Not anymore.
I didn't see his mugshot.
Oh, no, he's not as good looking as he.
Well, would you be good looking when you're in your mugshot?
People are thinking that it's a different person.
Conspiracy yeah. theories already.
Yeah, some people are like, no way that's the same dude. No way. Yeah.
It's coming up on 6. Welcome. It's 98.9 The Buzz. 98.9 The Buzz. The Buzz. Hello. It's 98.9 The Buzz and Spazano and Sandy here on this Tuesday morning. Good morning. Welcome. 40s today, like 45. Like what it is now. Like maybe even 48 degrees.
Ooh, nice. No. I love it.
No.
Okay, for the second year in a row, people, Amazon is doing its $25 flights for young people, for young adults. 5,000 flights to eligible young adults between the ages of 18 to 24 years old.
Okay. Where? On their cargo planes when they're shipping stuff around? Or like, they don't have an airline, do they?
Oh my gosh, wait, it's a ride-along.
Yeah, right, you get to ride in a cargo plane.
Hold on, that is genius. Wait, I gotta find a contact us on Amazon and submit that as a suggestion. No, they teamed up with some travel agent or something. Uh-huh. I forgot to add that to my notes on who they teamed up with because okay. I didn't think it mattered. Anyhow, okay. they did this last year. They're offering 5,000 flights, eligible young adults between 18 to 24. It's for students. You don't necessarily have to be a student. You just got to be in that age bracket.
Hannah, where are you flying to? Intern Hannah, associate producer. $25?
Yeah.
I'm flying anywhere that'll take me.
But your family is here. No, where's your family? No.
Long Island.
Oh, Long Island. That's right.
Long Island.
That's right.
Okay. Yep. Yeah.
So the airfare deal aims to provide affordable travel to young adults during an already expensive time of the year. Because they say 2/3 of Gen Z and millennials are expected to take on debt during the holiday season. Mm. They did last year, and they're anticipated to do the same this year. 1/3 of Gen Zers are not even able to afford to travel home for the holidays.
Oh, wow.
So they're like, okay, we're going to help you out because, you know, Amazon's good like that. But the only way in is if you pay for an Amazon Prime account, Amazon for Young Adults. It's called the Young Adults version, which is a little bit cheaper Amazon Prime. So they're saying, we feel bad for you that you're paying so much, but hey, you got to pay for this Prime account to get the...
Okay,
are you serious?
But a lot of them have it anyway, right?
I know, but that's money. How about save that money that you spend on your Amazon Prime, and then by the end of the year, you'll have enough to fly home for the holidays.
Are you done? Are you done with your money frustration?
So stupid. Hey, we feel bad for you, but hey, we're going to charge you.
It's only
okay. Anyhow, good luck. 5,000. You have to go to Amazon, your Amazon for Young Adults account, and you could submit your name.
How much
and whatever.
Cheaper is their Prime than our Prime?
I don't know.
Oh,
I'm not sure. I don't even pay for our own Prime.
You guys aren't on Prime? I use my father's.
Yep. Riding Jesus. Dad's coattails.
God.
Anyhow, you should see the list of credit cards. It's like, which one? Everyone's like, don't put my credit card by accident. There's like 15 credit cards hooked up to my dad's
to the
Prime.
Amazon account. Right.
Yeah.
When will you start adulting? Your cell phone, your Amazon Prime.
You're just jealous.
Yeah.
You're just jealous.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm jealous your parents are alive because I don't have, my parents aren't.
Well, that took a turn.
Starts
okay,
there.
So who pays for the flight home? If you do have, or Hannah, even you, if you wanted to fly home, who pays for that? Is it just like a given and an expectation that mom and dad are going to cover that?
I mean, most of the time they do, but I have like half of the time, I would say, just because I feel bad, you know, if I have the money line, I'm going to pay for it.
If your parents didn't offer, like, come on home for the holidays, Hannah, and that's it, they didn't offer to pay, would you be like, oh my God.
I'm not coming home for the holidays.
Yes!
You want me, you're going to have to buy me home.
That is the only way our kids are going to come home for the holidays, is if we fork over the cash.
That's funny.
Did you ever have to? No, you didn't have to ever deal with it, did you, Scotty? When you lived in Boston.
Yeah, I lived in Boston. I just drove home. I never flew. I didn't have to fly. It was just 7-hour trip, you know, like that. And I didn't.
That's a pain. 7 hours. That's a long, right? When you only have so many vacation days when you're young.
I don't know. I would come home like twice a year, like once in the summer and then once in over Christmas.
It? That's because your parents never paid for you to fly home, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Right. I didn't know. No, never even thought of flying. I was 21. I was in that independent mode. Like, I got this. I can do this. Right. So I never, if she had offered, my mom offered, because I was single mom at that time, like to pay for it, I'd absolutely decline. I'd have to be like, no, you can't do that. You know,
only because your mom was a single mom.
Yeah.
And you knew that.
Yeah. We didn't have a
perfect family.
I would
not decline.
No.
Like when my dad, I'm even offended when my parents suggest that we should go on a family vacation, all of us. I'm waiting for it to be a freebie. It's kind of like when you invite me out to dinner. You're going to pay, right? The person who initiates the dinner, it's unwritten.
Unless they say I'm buying.
No, that's the unwritten rule.
No.
Don't you know?
If I call up my brother and like, hey, let's go to dinner, that doesn't mean I'm paying.
Yes, I'm inviting you to dinner. Yes, that means you're taking care of.
If you go to a restaurant, no. If you're coming to my house, then yeah, you know. I don't think like my brother and okay, they're coming down for Christmas, and him and Pete and probably a couple of dogs, and I'm like, I want to do like a prime rib. He's like, well, I think.
What? Totally different at your house. If you're making dinner, obviously you don't give people the grocery bill. Is that where you're going?
Well,
with this?
He offered. I said I'll buy if you can get a good deal on one of your butcher friends from a prime rib. I'll buy it and I'll meet you know, in Oswego a couple days ahead of time so I can get it ready. And then he goes, oh no, I'm gonna buy the prime rib because you're inviting me to your house. And I'm
okay,
like, oh.
That was nice of him, but you don't really. You wouldn't really give somebody your grocery bill, would you? Like at their place setting, it's like a portion of the bill that they owe. It's like if you want to eat here, you owe $12.35.
I love it. Well, I think that if you end up taking this was only 5,000 tickets available, so it's like a lottery for this Amazon thing.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Hey. Yeah, chances are, mom, dad, you're going to have to, if you want the kids home for the holidays, it's on you. It's on you. And if there's any parent who says, nope, I make them pay, I would love to meet you. 818-2899.
Hey, did you see Screw Paris? Forget you, you know, Lisbon and Tokyo. Forget that. We are legit here in Rochester.
Yeah. Do you want to sing it with me?
Sing what?
Proud to be a Rochesterian.
Okay. We'll be right back. We got
Mark. What's the problem?
We got that coming up here.
This is going to be a super cool new place to live in Rochester.
Oh, well, this is going to be a nice place.
No, this is going to be so cool.
Hey, even cooler, guess what? Rochester, New York is now one of the best cities in the world to live in. Did you see? Screw you, Paris. One of the best cities in the world in 2025 by real estate and tourism consulting firm Residence Consultancy. Yeah. I mean, we're up there with Paris and London and Tokyo and all the cool places in the world to live.
Wait, in the entire world?
In the entire world. London, England, New York City, Paris is number 3, Tokyo is number 4, and you know what number 96 is? Rochester, New York! Yay!
Hey, I'll take it. If it's out of the world, that's still a sweet spot to be in.
Yeah, I mean, we're in the top 100, so yeah. So they,
yeah, but
they,
we're... Hmm. What other places are around us?
I didn't get that deep.
Oh. Because I think there's way more than 96 if they're even going to market size of Rochester. So that's pretty legit that we're even part of this.
Quote.
Hey, oh my gosh, wait, we got to put this on a billboard, people.
I know, one of the best places in the world to live. Again, another reason why we're like the Kevin Bacon of the entire planet. The faded industrial, here's a quote. The faded industrial Great Lakes Titan is doing the work. The pipeline of talent could turn the trickle of companies opening up in the city into a torrent as the war for skilled talent intensifies.
Come on, we're
Come
a
on,
titan.
Baby. We are. I mean, they gave us a nod to like the PGAs that happened here, the golf stuff, the amazing Strong National Museum of Play, the neighborhood of play, median household or whatever.
Why don't
the average
we brag
house is like
about
200
it
grand.
We don't talk about it enough. We really should put it in on a billboard. We should put it in all of our email signatures. Like, we need to talk about that.
Now we
That's
know.
Pretty damn cool.
Now we know. Now, where is this cool place to live? What's
now,
up?
Now, if you are listening on the free Odyssey app from out of state, because there is a lot of people who listen from out of state. Yeah. They don't listen in Rochester, and you can get us anywhere. If you want to move to this amazing place to live, this is a really cool new place. Times Square building. They're proposing to turn it into apartments.
The Times Square building?
Yes, nice. As part of Restore New York Communities Initiative, Rochester City Council set to vote for a grant application by Monroe County that will provide up to $2 million to support the Times Square building project.
Now, listen.
Over the last several years, it was used by small month-to-month office tenants.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, it's pretty much vacant.
Now, if you're just kind of listening from out of state, this is not New York City Times Square. This is Rochester, New York Times Square building. Okay, there's a difference.
This is the one with, like, the Wings of Progress, which has become distinctive landmark in Rochester. It's often compared to as a superhero, which I never heard it.
That's the one on the corner, kitty corner to the Blue Cross Arena, or across from where Gannett newspapers used to be.
And I, born and raised here my entire life, I never realized architect Ralph T. Walker said the design of the building and the metal wings are meant to reflect. Do you know what they're meant to reflect?
The Wings of Progress. Isn't that what you just called them?
A sense of flight, a sense of upward lift.
Well, nice.
That was his inspiration as he was designing
it. I mean, this is one of the quintessential, like, what do they call that era? Of, oh no, what do they call that? Art Deco, right?
Art Deco, yeah.
Yeah, that's that Art Deco kind of cool.
That would
funky.
Be a cool building to live in.
Yeah, man.
Right?
Yeah,
wouldn't
man.
It? It's, I mean, would you move? Pack up the family?
No, but if I was single, I'd live there. You know, work downtown, play downtown.
Okay, that's a good question. Would you want to, if you worked downtown, would you want to live that close to work?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind. I used to live off Meg Street, just outside.
I don't know if I want to be that close.
Like a four-minute drive to work. It was kind of nice.
And then if you work hybrid, for those of you who work hybrid, would you just say, okay, fine, I'll just work every day because you're so close?
You mean
like then
go
it's
into
not a
work?
Big deal.
Go yeah, into work every day?
Then it's not as big of a deal, right? Because you're so close to work.
I mean, if you're a couple without kids, dinks, right? Double income, no kids, or single, and you work downtown. Living downtown has been amazing. I mean, just my wife and I came down Friday night to have dinner at that new Patron Saint restaurant steakhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And man, it's so different than what it used to be. It's so teeming with vibrant and life and upscale cool and nice. I don't know. It's hard to explain. You know, the Rock Holiday Village is right around the corner.
I know it is.
Cool
yeah,
stuff.
It is cool. So
there you go.
There you go. Proudly tell people if you have a job where you talk to people outside of Rochester, tell them that we are on the list of best places to live in the entire world. And that if they want to move here, the Times Square building, possibly, maybe, hopefully, will be turned into apartments.
All right.
The Buzz.
We're doing the long line rankings, the holiday traditions where you have to wait in a long line, and it is painful.
All right. It's 98.9 The Buzz here on Spaziano and Sandy, Tuesday, the 10th of December. We're going to see 48 degrees today and maybe rain later.
First tradition that comes to my mind is waiting for Santa. Always a long ass line. And you have to wait in line for Santa. You can't tell your kids, no, we're going to skip this.
Right.
Have you done it yet, by the way? You haven't talked about Ellie going to see
Santa. No, not yet. We planned on it. Then we went and got a Christmas tree, and there he was. We're like, there's a quick thing. Oh, that's high. There you go. That's Christmas tree Santa. It was like kind of like, whoa.
It was like that counts.
So then we don't have to take her anywhere now? It was cold, and we took a picture with him. It's like, okay, bye.
Well, I don't know. You tell me what counts. That didn't do it for you?
No, I think what counts is the waiting
the mall?
In line. Waiting in line, yeah. Mall.
Waiting
yeah,
in line?
Yeah, yeah. I guess you're right. Because that's anticipation. This was like guerrilla warfare Santa. All of a sudden, we turn the corner. It's like, oh, there's Santa Claus.
You know, that is so funny because in my mind, too, when the kids were little, it was That was the Santa, the mall Santa.
The mall Santa, yes.
We had to go to the mall, wait in line, and see Santa.
Yes.
That is the tradition.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone else, it was just Santa popping other places or the elves helping out.
Ah, so that Santa was an elf helping the real Santa at the mall out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love that. I think the worst line for me would be, and I haven't been in years, would be waiting for an amusement park attraction.
We're saying traditions, holiday traditions.
Holiday traditions?
This is purely just this time of year we have to wait in line.
This time of year?
Yeah, yeah. So the rankings for
See, that's the best line, not the worst, is the Santa one.
Okay, so then what's the worst?
The worst one would be like check out at a department store.
Or
when you stand in line at Target. Because Target's kind of like a grocery store, but it's like a department store, right? So you're kind of like, there's like six lanes, and you'd pick the one that's shortest, and then the two people in front of you take their time and write by check or something like that. And you're like, oh, God, come on. Come on. It's always the line that you're not in.
I haven't seen a check writer in so long.
Yeah, it's always the line that you're not in that goes the fastest.
Mm. So number one, worst holiday tradition line at the store. I agree. Number two, we got the tree farm. You got the Santa. What other lines do you have to wait in? I guess, is that it? Wait a minute.
That's really it. I can't think of any other ones.
Yeah, but there's long lines everywhere. Hold on. There's got to be more long lines to wait in.
We waited long in line.
The airport?
Oh, yeah, right.
Airport traveling for the holidays? That's got to be number one. Wait a minute. I bumped that up to number one.
Okay. Number one worst, right?
And then shopping.
Mm-hmm.
That's the second worst. Number three. I would say tree farm just because it's cold and I hate the cold. Even though I don't mind because everyone's so jovial and happy and fun and the tree farm that I go to is awesome. But,
yeah, yeah. It's funny because there was like 30 people in line when we went to the tree farm, but it went so quickly that it didn't matter. It was like, I'm standing there with the tree and I'm standing there with the little one. And Jill's like, I'm like, do you want to go get some hot chocolate and, you know, bring it up to us when, so that was kind of cool, but she never went to get hot chocolate. Actually,
and
she's
shout
like,
out.
And she, you know what she did? She goes, no, I'll take Ellie over to like the baby goats. So I'm like, oh God, I'm not by myself. So, but it went quickly. And a shout out to Wilbert's Tree Farm in Webster, which they had great. It's great there.
So what is your number? What's your ranking? You haven't ranked yet.
Worst to best? Worst is retail. I don't mind airports because I'm like usually.
You don't mind waiting in line at the airport?
No.
Are you insane?
No.
You're not human.
I've never had a huge long wait at an airport.
Oh, you haven't flown enough then. Okay. Put that as your number two.
And then the best line to wait in is the line for Santa Claus.
That's the anticipation.
Yeah,
Well, you better get going, my friend.
I know.
Is Ellie excited to see Santa?
I haven't asked her, but yeah. She's still,
not going to cry. Is she a crying kid?
A cry when she sees Santa? No, she's excited. So it'll be awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we may hit Eastview this weekend and see if we can and drum up some Santa Claus.
I love it.
It's 6:47 on 98.9 The Buzz.
All right, coming up on the show, we all will confess the weirdest, most unexpected quality in a person that we find attractive. And yes, we're bringing up this conversation because of that, the United Healthcare gunman dude that everybody is still just commenting about his looks.
He was captured yesterday.
Not about his actions, but about his looks. So right. Yes, weirdest thing that you find attractive and you're not sure why. And Scotty's morals were tested not once but twice
in the same weekend
within the past few days. Got something free that he did not deserve.
It's Pizzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
The bills make me wanna
cry.
A little more intimate details about Josh Allen's proposal.
Yes, this is 98.9 Buzz. It's the understanding on this Tuesday. How are you? Good rain and 48 degrees. Going to be warm today. Unusually warm, about 10 degrees warmer than it is. Yeah, you know you've arrived when you're so good at what you do, you're just picking around the sides of, like, personal life. This is great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so I am torn, too, because I think this is so sweet, and I love it when people get engaged in this whole wedding proposal thing. I love those stories. But then I'm like, oh, but Josh, he cheated, so reportedly, supposedly, whatever the word is to cover my ass, allegedly, was not the most faithful good boyfriend in previous relationships. So then I'm like, do I like you or not? I don't know. But anyhow, after I heard this, I was like, oh, maybe I do think that this is so adorable.
Got to know what you don't want before you know what you want.
So does that mean you have to cheat?
Sometimes that's, you know, people aren't very good at breaking up. So there you go. That's what happens.
Oh, is that what it is?
Probably.
All right. So in an interview with his fiance for Steinfeld's Beauty Society fashion newsletter.
Oh, how about that?
So he's proposed to Hailee Steinfeld. And, you know, she's an Avenger. And she has her own Society Fashion newsletter. So he sat down and did an interview with her, which I thought was kind of cool because he's speaking from, like, he's talking to her, but it's in this newsletter. So he said, this is a quote now, "I think I was most nervous about you." Think of Josh Allen saying it like this.
What?
"I think I was most nervous about you finding out about the proposal. It was hard to keep secrets from you and have other people in your life keep secrets from you too. Then multiple times throughout the day, a song will come on and I would tear up thinking about how special our day was going to be."
I love it.
Oh, Josh!
Yes!
Really?
I called it.
Did he write that himself? I didn't realize he was such a sap. I love it.
I wasn't surprised. I mean, his humble, you know, farmer upbringing, kind of, you know, oh gosh, kind of kid, you know, denied 1,000 times, wrote 1,000 letters to colleges, you know, to try to get in. And now he's legit and he's just like in the spotlight. He's not used to being a Hollywood-y kind of guy. I saw him being totally drippy sappy. I bet you if she said jump, he'd be like, how high?
Okay, so a part of me, when I saw, whenever there's a guy who is overly sappy, don't take offense to this, what I'm about to say, I question their behavior. They have some shadiness going on in the background. They were not so good all the time, and now they're trying to make up for it with their tears.
I love your faith in humanity.
That's awesome. What I see. It might not be right to think that way.
Right.
And I'll give...
You're right.
But that's how I see it. Like, if one of my girls brings home a boy and he is too smooth, he's too sappy, he's too romantic, I'm going to be like, red flag, watch out. I got my eye on you, kid. And I'll pull him aside and I will tell him,
God,
I got my eye on you, major red flag.
Your daughters will be single their entire lives.
Which is my dream.
There's not a lot of room for romanticism in your world, and I get it. Maybe it's the strict upbringing, the parent thing, and all that.
I don't know.
Psychology thing, but
come on, you got to admit, the smooth talkers are the ones you got to be careful for. You got to watch out for.
What's a smooth talk? How's he smooth? What's a smooth?
That's just saying.
Being romantic and heartfelt is not smooth talk.
It's just, okay.
Dude, I cry like a baby when my wife walks
in.
I
know. And I know your past.
Yeah.
You're not the same.
No.
You're not the same person.
This was the right person. I think I cried because I realized finally.
Finally, I figured it out. Okay. Well, anyhow, we wish them the best.
Yeah.
And there you go. When you see him playing this weekend's a big game.
Yeah, man.
Buffalo Bills, Detroit Lions, they haven't lost a game in 11 games in a row or something like that.
They're huge.
So when you see him playing, just think of that sweet, sweet little message.
Spezzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Yesterday we were talking about it at this time, how fascinating it is the number of people who so boldly admit on their social that they find the alleged suspect in the United Healthcare murder attractive.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now his mugshot has been released, and the comments are a little bit different, but still focused on his appearance.
It's 98.9 to Buzz, Pizzano and Sandy, and they got him at a McDonald's in Pennsylvania yesterday. Luigi Mangione.
Now a funny thing happened. yesterday. The police and man, he come and take Luigi far away.
Oh my God.
Luigi, I know like to see you go.
Really?
I know just how you're feeling, but I'll make it a door. Don't you worry, Luigi. I call you on the phone.
Right.
I'll take over the numbers while you crack at a bigger stone.
Hey, Luigi!
Hey, Gigi!
I'm an old man.
Can you believe I found there's no better song.
I know. How did you even think of that?
The police, the man who put you in the clean.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
How about that though? He's just sitting in a McDonald's eating, and a McDonald's employee is like, wait a minute.
That's him,
that guy
right?
looks like the picture that's been going around.
He's 26. He's been charged with the murder. He had a gun similar to the one he used in the shooting, a silencer, and a fake ID that he used before. This is completely slam dunk him.
So, a former classmate said, and this is what I always get fascinated about this, like what they were like when they were younger.
Mm-hmm.
And a former classmate said he was so sweet. He was stinking smart. He was the valedictorian. Everyone thought he was going to be a success. And apparently, I guess, there were writings or something in his backpack pointed to, apparently he had ill will towards corporate America.
You think?
He was very frustrated about that. But he had it in writing. And I don't
kind of like they called it a three-page manifesto kind of thing. It was written all out, you know? I mean, this kid was Ivy League. I mean, he's like, he had two master degrees and engineering and all this kind of stuff.
So, did you see his mugshot?
Yeah.
Okay. So, the picture that was floating around of his mask pulled down, and apparently that was at the hostel, and the hostel worker said, pull down your mask, whatever, I want to see your smile. That picture of him smiling, mm-hmm. that was going around, and everybody was so confidently and boldly, mm-hmm. even though he committed, allegedly, this massive, horrible crime, mm-hmm. people were saying, oh my God, he's so hot. Okay. Then you see his mugshot, and people are still not talking about his actions. They're talking about his appearance. And many people, I should say, do not believe it's the same guy. They're like, no way, he's not as attractive as I thought he was.
Well, okay, you just got nabbed. Your life is done. It's like, you're not very happy. You don't have that flirty smile for the hostel chick.
Yeah.
I get it, but it's the same guy. Man, I tell you, it's weird that, people go on looks, not what they did.
It's fascinating. Yeah. Read through all the comments. It's either A, against the whole healthcare system,
right,
okay,
right.
Or the other side of the opinions will be, oh my gosh, how good looking he is, or how he looked better with his face mask pulled down and that smile than he did in his mugshot.
Mm-hmm.
But then it brings up the conversation, what is something that you find attractive that not necessarily is typically deemed as an attractive quality? You know what I mean? Like that odd thing. And if you want to join in on this, 818-2899.
Uh-huh.
First call through. We have tickets for you.
Yeah, Nelly and Ja Rule are coming. We got your tickets, 818-2899. Chime in. What's weird for you that you find attractive?
I have a man's hands do something for me.
Uh-huh.
Their hands or their handwriting.
Like what about their hands? Like real veiny and... Or like,
no,
like construction, all kinds of wear and tear.
I don't know if I could really describe it. It's just that you either have it or you don't. I don't like the delicate hands.
Mm-hmm.
Like if they're too perfect, I'm not sure I like that. But they can't be too rugged. I don't know. It just when I see a man's hands, handwriting, or thighs.
Thighs.
Yeah, wow. Just
okay.
What do you have?
I'll tell you in a second. Hi, to Buzz. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
What's that weird, attractive thing that people would normally not find attractive that you're attracted to?
People's teeth.
Really?
Oh.
Like
okay.
not like
yeah.
the not perfect part or the perfect part?
The weird part I find attractive because I feel like it brings them character.
Oh, wait. You like crooked teeth?
Yes.
Oh, my God. You do?
That's cool.
I know. It's so weird. It's disgusting. But yes, I have a thing for crooked teeth. Just because I feel like it really brings, you know, character to a person.
Yeah, yeah. That's funny you say that.
And it brings food stuck in their teeth.
Oh, God.
Listen, we don't. Hopefully, they have good hygiene because then it's a quick turn off, real quick.
That's funny.
Oh,
my God, that's funny.
Wait, I want to change mine. Mine is too normal. Wait, let me think of something more obtuse.
Mine is.
I mean, we wanted to say weird, so I said is
yes.
Weird.
Yeah, you're right.
And thankfully, no one knows who I am on the air.
Exactly.
So
I won't ask
anonymous.
Your name. I won't ask your name. You know what mine is, and it's on women. It's a slight underbite. Does it for me? Like the jaw comes out a little bit.
Really?
I don't know why. I don't know. Now my wife does not have that. So it's not like a
she will now.
No,
you'll see her. She'll be forcing an underbite.
I don't know. It's just the way they hold their mouth a little. I don't know. It's that's something that kind of like
someone just messaged us and said,
"Are you talking like the Freddie Mercury kind of face?"
No, that's overbite. That's an overbite.
Okay, the other way.
Someone just messaged us and said, "A woman who can do math." Huge turn on when I met my wife. She's a math professor. Ooh.
Oh, nice. Nice. I like that. I like that. That's funny.
Oh, yeah. Crooked teeth. All right. Okay. You deserve the tickets.
You do. You're the first call through. We're going to set you up with tickets to go see Nelly and Ja Rule, where the party.
Gosh, you know, I'm turning. My birthday is next week. I'm turning 37, uh-huh. So you know I am the generation for Nelly and Ja Rule. Come on.
It's getting hot in here.
My holiday, my birthday.
Did you go to our jam? Did you go to our jam when we had it out at Kodak Elm Grove? Because we had.
I did not make it.
Oh, man. Because we had those guys there. Anyway, this is going to be the Where the Party At tour, Darien Lake Amphitheater, on Friday, August 1st next year. But see, tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at Live Nation. You want them before you can buy them. Congratulations, the woman with no name.
Yeah, we can't say your name, but she loves crooked teeth.
Thank you so much, you guys. Have a great holiday season.
Okay, I need you
happy
to hold on.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. We need you to hold
Thank
on so
you.
I can get your info. Okay, hold on. Don't hang up on me, all right?
Oh.
All right, so
there you go. Fellow Sagittarius right there.
That's right.
Bizzano and Sandy celebrating 25 years of Waking Up Rochester.
From childhood to now.
They're the soundtrack to my life.
The soundtrack to my life.
They're here to stay.
Bizzano and Sandy.
Rochester's own.
Weekday morning starting at 6 on 98.9 The Buzz.
It was like a gift from the gods. 98.9 The Buzz. Bizzano and Sandy. My God. It was like, oh, it's like. Twice this weekend. It was like, whoa, Merry Christmas to me.
Oh, my goodness. I can't wait for the stories. Mazzano and Sandy, 98.9 The Buzz. Thank you so much for joining us. You can leave us a voice message if you want to react to this on our free Odyssey app, or you can always call us 818-2899. I'm going to dangle it out there. Most awesome or bizarre thing you got for free.
Yeah, that you didn't realize.
See how many other people can relate.
I got free Christmas lights.
Yes, I did.
I got free groceries.
Yes, I did.
My life is good. I don't know what happened. I should have played the lottery.
Within days from each other?
Same day.
Same exact day?
Saturday. I go online. I order some stuff from a hardware place.
Okay.
I go get it. I pull in. They come out and throw it in my car. I'm like, thank you. Come home. And in that bag is some stuff that I ordered, like, you know, some extenders for my Christmas lights outside. And all of a sudden, I got four boxes of net lights. What? I'm like, And then I ordered Instacart later in the day. And then to, you know, get delivered because I was busy outside working.
Yeah.
Jill was getting ready to leave for Pittsburgh. Yeah. Ellie's out
with
me. I
like when you always make an excuse
got
of why you're ordering Instacart,
got
by
to.
The way.
Yeah, got to. And then it came. I'm like, okay. And then like 6, 7 o'clock that night, we're starting to settle down. I'm letting the dogs out. Car pulls up and goes, here's your groceries. I'm like, thank God. Oh, my God, Jill. Jill and my wife and I are like in a different universe. Like, I'll order stuff. And I'm like, okay, I got this. She's like, okay. And all of a sudden, she'll order stuff and something will come too. I'm like, okay. Brought it in.
Okay.
Dude leaves and I bring the stuff in. I'm like, what'd you order? She's like, what do you mean what I ordered? I didn't order anything. I'm like, what'd you mean? I didn't. She's like, what happened? I'm like, I don't know.
I got
shredded cheese, a couple things of tomato sauce, and lime.
You got someone's full order?
It wasn't a lot, but still, yeah. So I'm like, okay, let me
so
go
on
the app.
So what did you do?
I'm like,
okay, yeah,
I'm
yeah.
trying to figure it out. I'm like, the guy will come back. So I put him back out in the garage and forgot about it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, and then Sunday morning I woke up. I'm like, oh, stuff's still out there.
Okay, you know what's so funny about this story, which is so awesome, and I'm happy for you. You got all these freebies. But you know what's so funny about this story is that when I was talking about how they forgot to ring up the two turkeys that my husband, when he was doing Thanksgiving shopping, and he pointed it out to the cashier, hey, you forgot to ring up my turkeys. Yeah. And I was like, oh my gosh, you already spent $400. Just go, run to your car. And you were making me feel like a jerk. Yeah. How could you do that? You got to make sure that the store knows. And here we are today.
There's no hypocrisy in this. This is after the fact, after it was gone.
You could have went back to the hardware store and said, listen, these four lights aren't mine.
Nah.
You could have called Instacart right away and said, hey, these groceries aren't mine.
I looked on the app, then I gave up.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Hannah, who's our intern from Nazareth. Scott, hypocrisy or not?
So hypocritical.
Isn't it, though?
So
isn't
I'm actually
it though?
Offended for you.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, wait a second. You're a struggling college student. If you got free groceries, what would you do?
Well, I'm a struggling college student. That's the difference.
Oh, very well. Good.
Well, come
very
over.
Good. Way
I've got,
to tell him.
I've got shredded cheese. I've got a lime.
You got a lime. You
I've got two cans of spaghetti sauce.
Your neighbor is going without food because you stole their groceries.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Like, they have to, how does it work? I never Instacart because I can get
cheap.
My ass to the store.
You don't even go to the grocery store. Don't lie. Your husband
okay,
does.
Okay, fine. What, do you pay up front? Well, how does this work?
Yes.
So your neighbor already paid for those groceries that are sitting in your house.
We don't know if it's my neighbor.
Instacart
drivers.
We're all neighbors.
Instacart
Rochester neighbors.
Okay, right. Instacart drivers go to different places. They don't just...
You screwed somebody out of money.
Yeah.
And this time of season, that is awful.
Well, it wasn't a $75 fresh turkey.
We ended up paying for it. I didn't want him to, but we did.
What is
the most bizarre, awesome thing that you got for free? Because this does.
Anything?
I'm teasing you because you are hypocritical, but this does happen quite often. Like last year when we ordered... What did I order? I don't remember. I ordered something from... a store. I'm not going to say the store. Well, yeah. I'll say it. Target. I ordered something from Target. In the mail came something that I ordered plus the fluffy snow, like the fake snow, a huge package of that, and this stocking holder, red mailbox, Santa's mailbox stocking holder.
And you didn't order it.
I didn't order it.
And you didn't send it back.
No! Listen, but I'll confess, you give me extra, I'll take it.
It is funny because, like, I'm sure, and I think the reason I try to validate it is, like, they can't take, like, you can't, like, get used groceries back and put it back on the show. They're not, it's, you know, they can't, or figure out, like, it's got to be taken from somewhere and given to someone. I just, like, that, they're just going to eat it. And if that person who ordered it said, my thing never came, they're going to be like, sorry, we screwed up. We'll bring you another one.
So what if there's a package on your front stoop and your name is not on it, but it's on your front stoop? Do you take it?
Oh, no. No, 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 no. I've done that before.
Come on. Be
no,
honest.
I've done that. I have done that before.
What if your wife opens up the package, not even realizing that it's not addressed to you? Because sometimes you do that, right? You just assume
just
it's for
it.
You.
Yeah.
You open it up. You love what you see. But then you realize, wait, I didn't order this. You didn't order this. This isn't ours.
Never been
then
in that situation. Never been in that situation.
Well, what would you do?
I'd probably send it back.
No, yeah, I don't think you would.
More traceable, I think.
Is it?
Yeah, I think it's more traceable.
If it's the neighbor you do not like, you get bottles of wine sent to the neighbor you do not like. You love, this is your favorite wine.
Nope. I'd have to walk it down. Yeah. Because then that's.
I don't know if I would.
That's my
peace, like
that's my peace offering. No, I don't hold grudges like you Italians.
No, I probably would. The guilt would eat away. But I'd like to think I would say no.
Anyway, that's what happened. So there you go. Merry Christmas to me.
Oh, my God. That is so funny. Well, I hope you all get blessed with the free gods or whatever.
Hey, you know, it's a busy season. Things get screwed up. Merry Christmas.
Hey, yeah, you did nothing wrong. Coming up on the show, a disturbing amount of people have the same creepy fantasy about going home for the holidays. Maybe it's your fantasy. We'll see. Hannah, we will, because you
we'll test your knowledge.
Yeah, we're going to ask you if this relates to you. And also, A Jerk or Justified is coming up a little before 8:30.
Okay, it's 98.9 Buzz.
Can I just do this? I just need to take time in the show today. For the record, I am not the only one. So yesterday, I think it was around this time, you guys were all making fun of me because I didn't understand what Netflix and chill meant. Hannah right. over here. How old are you, Hannah? 19. She's 20. Like, ha ha.
21.
21. And she's like, you don't know. Like, I've been shamed by it.
She's the one who pulled out that it was around since 2009. It's been around like 15 years.
So I'd like to bring it up that Emily Perkins, thank you so much for messaging me saying, oh my gosh, I had no idea either. And I said, apparently it's just you and me, Emily. And she goes, yes, I guess so, because I asked one of my coworkers and she had no, she already knew.
Yeah.
And then, as if the algorithm is listening to me, which it is, I see this video that Drew Barrymore posted on her show.
Oh, okay.
And this is, she was interviewing, what's her name? Amy Adams.
Oh, okay. Actress Amy Adams, yeah.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Listen.
I do. What's your favorite thing to do with your spouse when the kids are in bed?
I'm a big, like, Netflix and chill kind of gal. I like to
chill. You know chill means sex.
Oh, it does?
Right?
I said that. Oh, you guys.
She didn't know.
Because
your daughter's going to be like, oh,
I think
Mom.
This means something I didn't know it meant.
Because we're from the 80s and 90s when chill meant relax.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, apparently, chill means
something else.
Well,
there you go. Amy Adams. Did not know either. So there you go.
I love it.
I just wanted to make it known. I am not the only oblivious one.
Excellent. Okay?
Very right. good.
Hey, you Tuesday already on 98.9 to Buzz. Pisano and Sandy, kind of gray. Not much. No. Oh, let's just say no sun today. And we'll see rain maybe later this afternoon. Up to 50 degrees from 98.9 the Buzz, Pisano and Sandy.
More than half of you are so naughty. So naughty. What you want and hope to do when you go home for the holidays? You might have a story to share from when you were single, or maybe it just happened last year. I don't know. 818-2899. Hannah's in the studio with us, 21 years old, college student. So she's the only single one in the room right now. So we're going to... you were going to say something.
I'm single. We don't have to rub it in.
Yeah.
We don't have to rub it in. Oh, no. We're not rubbing it in. We almost appreciate the fact that you're single because I wonder if this has happened to you or if you're planning on doing this when you go home for the holidays.
Single, not dating, though. No major love in your life right now.
Nope. None.
Are you going home for the holidays?
I am. Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Now, are you part of the 52% of people, single people, going home for the holidays, hope to hook up in their childhood bedroom?
Yes!
Oh, my God.
Yay!
52% of you, that's your goal when that's you go insane. Home and visit mom and dad?
Who are you hooking up with? Who you bring with you? Or like?
It doesn't matter. They say it, there's a whole whatever. Just that's it. They don't specify any further. It could be an ex fling. It could be someone you just made. It could be whatever.
Went to high school with.
I think the focus more is on the childhood bedroom than it is the person. So, in 818-2899 again, if you have a story you'd like to share, feel free. We are confessing, Hannah. Is this a goal of yours?
Absolutely not.
No.
My family's there. My brothers are there. Oh, my gosh.
Cameras everywhere.
My skin is crawling.
I know. I'm thinking, how does this happen? 52%. Like, where are your parents? Where are your parents? Are you doing it, like, in the middle of the holiday party? You go sneak upstairs? Like, what is happening, and how does this happen?
I don't want to know.
Scott, has it happened?
Yeah, sure.
Oh,
yeah.
See, I knew it. When I saw this, I'm like, Scotty could totally relate.
My childhood, tell us the story. My childhood bedroom wasn't the location, though, but it was at the house.
So it wasn't in the bedroom?
No.
I'm curious to see if the 52%, if it's the bedroom which is making it more appealing. But you said the house. So where? Mom and Dad's bedroom? Like, where are we doing it?
It reminds me of the Marvelous Mrs. Maisel series, if you ever saw that. She and her husband, then ex-husband. Did you see that, Hannah?
Mm-mm. Yeah, really good.
Yeah, and no, where what's her name?
So
brings her husband into her childhood bedroom, and then they crash there because.
Yeah,
remember that?
Where for you? Stop deflecting and talking about this rando TV show
that you never
where
saw.
Where for you? Where for you did you? Yes,
I just told you.
Where? What? Tell us the story.
Oh, next door in the bathroom. We had a big bathroom.
Oh, in the bathroom?
Yeah.
How old were you? Where's mom?
Oh, this is in my 20s.
And where's mom?
In the kitchen. Everybody's watching the Bills game. And yeah.
No!
You know, you guys, you prudy patooties don't know how to live life. 818-2899. Give us a call. Yes, it happens. And I get why 52%.
Naughty, naughty boy. Oh, yeah, those are all men.
Yes.
Those are all men.
No, not all men, because it takes two to tango.
Yeah, mom was there?
No, mom wasn't there. She was in the kitchen.
In the kitchen?
Yeah.
Listen, if things are happening, like, I don't know how big your house was at that time, but
tiny.
If things are happening in the bathroom upstairs, I can hear. Mm-mm. Like, it's paper-thin walls
L-shaped
over here.
L-shaped ranch, no screaming, quickie-wicky.
Oh.
Heidi, save me.
Hey.
Save me, Heidi.
Save you? I did the same thing, Scott.
Oh, Heidi. Where was it?
You know what it is?
Story.
Wait, it's our Livingston County roots is what it is.
And this, yeah, but it's a little better because it was in my bed, in my bedroom.
Uh-huh.
And my mother, I pretended I was sick. So he came over, and my mom decided to bring me chicken noodle soup in the middle of...
Oh, no!
Yeah.
You deserve that, Heidi. I do not feel bad for you. What did your mother's... how did she react? I would have freaked out if I was mom.
I don't know. She kind of had that look on her face, like, because we were sitting up by the time she opened the door.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
She kind of had that look like, I know what you're doing, girl.
You're not sick. You're sick.
I'm sick.
Thanks for the call. Love you.
Oh, I got to tell you, Sandy, I did not know what Netflix and chill meant either.
No, thank you, Heidi. Thank you.
No,
you
I
of all
it.
People, though, I thought would know. But okay.
No. No, that I did not know.
All right. Bye, Buzz fam. Have a good one.
Oh, my
Bye.
God,
love you guys.
Love Bye. You, too. Bye.
Oh, God. Okay. Well, if you want to call, share your story with us, feel free to do so or leave us a message on our voice messaging on the app, Odyssey app. Heads up when you park your vehicle in the airport.
Oh,
this
God.
Is a scam to watch out for. And the crazy part of this, the person committing the scam, he was let go.
Great.
Free to commit the scam again?
Spazzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Good morning. How are you on Tuesday morning? Gray on Spazzano and Sandy, but let's bring some sunshine and fear.
I was just going to say, I don't know if this is really a sunshine story, but this is a heads up.
Yeah.
And now it freaks me out. I don't know. But okay, so a lot of you are going to be traveling for the holidays. Just be careful when you go to the airport because there was a suspected repeat offender, and he was among 34 arrests the Monroe County Sheriff's Office made in a retail theft detail in Henrietta last month. So all these people were arrested for stealing from various stores. And this one in particular suspect, Jonathan Rivera Lopez, 38 years old.
Uh-huh.
Deputies say, listen, this guy, we've seen him so many times. He's engaged in a significant amount of criminal activity since August.
Okay.
And every time he gets caught, he is put in. He's like released, right? Like slapped on the wrist, released. Some of the things that he has been accused of is stealing vehicles, sending police on massive police chases, police pursuits, one of which backed into a marked Grease police car, nearly struck a Monroe County deputy. I mean, it's crazy, okay? So this is what leads me into the airport scam. He supposedly is accused of stealing a 2023 Dodge Durango and a Honda Passport from the airport.
Okay.
How did he do it?
Mm-hmm.
He dresses up as an airport employee.
Yikes.
Basically fooling people into giving their rental keys to him, saying he would go park the car. But he doesn't park the car. He's not trying to save you and make sure you have ample amount of time to get to your flight. He's stealing the freaking car.
He's stealing rental cars. God. This is like, you know, when you, it reminds me of like the cool crime stuff like that you see in the movies, right? Like the Ocean's 11 kind of pull offs, you know, they pull the heist off where it's like, yeah, that's cool. I mean, that's like, that's that level stuff. Instead of bashing a window and high wiring a car and taking off with it. This is like.
Yeah, but the Ocean's 11, they were taking from a rich dude. Don't take from, yeah. Now you're just taking from regular people.
Oh, no, I'm saying it's right. It just reminds you of that level of crime.
Your rental car goes missing. How much? I mean, rental car companies are going to kill your finances.
Have you ever had any run-ins with any rental car companies?
No.
Never.
So, anyhow, if you were to go to the airport, yeah. If you are going to the airport, do not give your keys to anybody. Whether they say they work there or not. And you know, this dude, Rivera Lopez, okay, I think he's on $1,000 bail for his most recent crime from stealing from a store in Henrietta. But police are so frustrated. They're like, this guy's going to get out again. He's like, this is his job. This is his profession now.
Jesus, what is wrong with our justice system? Come on, lock him up. He's 34 times he's been arrested. Is that it? What the hell?
There were 34 arrests.
Oh, I see.
He's
okay.
One right. Of the... I don't know the exact number of times, but he has put people's lives in jeopardy with some of the police chases that he's been involved in.
Yeah.
I mean, this is serious. Like, this is scary to think that he's now creating these crimes to scam people, too. Like, this is, I don't know.
It's frustrating, isn't it?
I can't imagine being a police officer. You are putting your life on the line. You get the guy, and then turn around, release him.
Yeah, and you get him next week again. Then you get him a week after. It's almost like that old Bugs Bunny cartoon where the, what's his name, and then the sheepdog. Like, hey, guys, hey, what's up? Okay, here we go. And then they're you know, going at each other. It's crazy.
Crazy.
Jerk. Or justified.
On 98.9 The Buzz, we're always at 818-2899. Go ahead and chime.
Skipping the holidays with family to go on vacation. So you're skipping out on the holidays with the family so you can peace out and go on vacation. What do you think?
818-2899. How'd this come up?
I was just thinking a scenario. There, I do have a friend that maybe... Now you're forcing me to call her out on the
No,
air.
Not just
I do
somebody,
have
you know.
A, yeah. I do have a friend who does this quite often. And It breaks my heart because her poor mother is probably, her mom's alone. Like, there's no one else here. It's just, really? She's here with her family. Her dad passed away years ago, and she, like, goes, bye, Ma, we're going on a vacation. I'm like, oh, my God, you left your mother behind? That tears me apart. And I know so many people who do this.
Is mom a nice person?
Oh, gosh.
I think this whole thing, if you're chiming in with this, going on vacation, you know, for the holiday and not spending it with your family, is that, like, it's got to be the dividing line between whether you like your family or not, right?
Yeah, but I don't even think that should, I'm sorry, mom could be the grouchiest old lady, but she's mom and she's old and you can't go to the beach instead of spending time with her. you just can't.
How easy, Hannah, would it be jerk or justified to bail out on the holiday with your family?
Hannah is our intern from Nazareth, and she's hanging out with us this morning.
I think it's such a jerk thing to do.
Yeah.
Good girl, Hannah.
I mean, I guess, Sky, you're right. It depends on if you like your family.
Right.
But I like my family. I think you got to make the effort.
So if your friend said, hey, Hannah, I'll help you pay for the trip. We're going to Florida. A bunch of us are going to Florida. And your mom's like, oh, come home for the holidays.
So you got me with the friend helping pay for it.
Okay. Take money out of it.
Okay.
I'm hanging with mom.
Oh, good girl. Yeah. Oh, I knew I liked Hannah.
You know, for different reasons, both of my parents have passed, but Jill's parents are still around, and I would not do that. I say it's a jerk move, too, because I want Ellie to be with her grandparents. Unless they want to take her and we can go off. But no, but I would, you know.
Oh, wait. What if that was the case? What if they did say, we'll take her?
Well, then they give us permission to take off.
I know. Would you take off?
if they're like, hey, take Allie, go on vacation, we'd be like, yeah.
You are a terrible human being. This is freaking Santa Claus time, and you're in Florida? Oh, my God.
Florida. Oh. I wouldn't go to Florida on a vacation. Well,
wherever you're going.
Yeah.
Jamaica? Right.
Yeah. My brother did that.
Scott, you would skip out on the holidays with your daughter to go vacation with your wife in Jamaica?
As long as she gets a Christmas, yeah, with Santa Claus and the family.
I can't work with you anymore. I'm so judging you.
Excellent. I can't wait to retire.
So harshly.
Goodbye.
I'm like, who thinks that's
so
okay?
Like, I saw my brother do this. He's like, hey, we're not coming down for Christmas. I'm not coming down for Christmas. No. He was going to Jamaica, and he did. He said it was great.
Okay, so your tally, you're putting it under Justin.
I guess. That is,
yeah. Oh, my God. I can't believe you would. So Ellie looks back at family photos of Christmas. Where was mom and dad? Oh, that was the year they decided to go to Jamaica.
So hold that against them the rest of your life.
Let's go to the calls. She will.
818-2899. Good morning, Buzz. Jerk or Justified?
It's Justified.
Because you would say, peace out, Mom. Peace out, Dad. Peace out, siblings. I'm going on vacation.
Yeah, we're going to Surfing Santa's.
Oh, hey.
So we're going to go visit. We just made the excuse to go visit my other brother. So it's kind of like visiting family out of town. And they were all invited too, so.
Okay, can I ask a question? You're quote unquote visiting your brother. How much time are you going to see your brother?
Well, he's going to be wearing a Santa Claus suit on a surfboard, so I'll see him a lot. Hopefully. In the water.
What's Surfing Santa's? What is this?
In Cocoa Beach, Florida, Surfing Santa's is where you go. At all the surfers, and people are welcome to come and watch everybody that surfs rides the waves on their surfboard in Santa Claus suits.
Oh, my God, that's funny. See, I don't know if that counts, though, because your brother's going to be there. So I guess it could, okay.
I see that being justified in your
head. It's not as bad, but you're saying anytime you're picking vacation over family, justified.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Okay. Bye.
Have fun with no snow.
Yeah. Well, she said stripping Santa. I thought she said stripping Santa.
Well, and you were like, yeah. Oh, wow. Okay. So we're at a hung jury right now. So the last call decides it all.
Okay. Good morning, Buzz. Hello.
Good morning.
Jerk or justified?
Justified. I'd say.
Skip holidays with family to go on vacation, and you say it's justified?
At least with my family. I don't hate my family, but like my blood relatives, it's kind of like one of those distance makes the heart grow fonder sort of thing.
Oh, yeah.
My in-laws, I could take them or leave them. I would just communication is the key there, I think. Like, just say, like, hey, we're going to be gone for Christmas, but we'll do something on New Year's. And if they have an issue with that, that's their problem.
That's just too bad.
That's their problem. 'Tis the season of selfishness.
Oh, my.
The verdict is justified.
Justified's won. Thank
I'm
you.
Shocked. Hannah, you and I are the only people who love our family.
The only good ones.
We are.
Justified.
Okay. Now coming up on our 9 o'clock hour, 98.9 Buzz, Pisano and Sandy. That's the commercial-free 98 straight minutes of Buzz tunes to get your morning going. It's going to be awesome. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app, too, and just download it and type in 98.9 Buzz.
And when you're on the app, you can leave us a voice message if you don't have time in the morning to call in and be a part of the show, which we prefer. If we had to rank it, we would prefer you to call in, and then you can leave us a message, then you can leave us a Facebook message, okay? That's our ranking.
I got a story to tell you. You know, the Elf on the Shelf has made its appearance. It's day 10, and I got a note from Allie this morning discovered that the Elf on the Shelf has a new best friend.
Oh, who's the new best friend?
Charlie the Merry Christmas.
Oh,
so you know the stuffy is bigger than an elf, so the elf is sitting in his lap and they're sitting up in front of the TV this morning.
So Charlie the Merry Christmas is our friend John Sherwood, who listens to the show. He's part of the Buzz fam. Yeah. He is like an official author. He has a book out, a Christmas book, and his goal is to, he did this for his mom as she was getting older, and he's like, Mom, I promise you I'm gonna write this book, and he published it. Has a little Charlie stuffy it's plush, so, whatever you call it.
Yeah, yeah.
And his goal is to make this like the new family tradition.
Absolutely. And it's cute. And it's very cute. It's the story of like a little moose that thinks he's a reindeer and thinks he can fly and he wants to fly with Santa's sleigh. And then, but he finds out persistence and other things make the holiday bright.
See, now, Charlie the Merry Christmas. And if you go to our social medias, we have it up there too. But if you look up Charlie Christmas, what is it again?
CharlieMooseBooks.com. Yeah, okay. CharlieMooseBooks.com. Go pop it on and take a look at it.
And this is the holiday tradition that you don't have to stress about because your kid can touch it and play with it.
Yes.
And it doesn't appear in a different spot in the house. So there's no stress there either.
I read Charlie the Merry Christmas with Ellie holds on to Charlie while we turn the pages. And it's so great. So
it's so cute.
Go check it out. CharlieMooseBooks.com. And it's coming up on our commercial-free 98 right here on The Buzz.
98.9 The Buzz wants to know, how would you spend $2,500 at Macy's? A new Coach handbag? Michael Kors boots? How about that cute cocktail dress you have in your cart? Find out with a Macy's Christmas shopping trip. You and three besties could be whisked away to New York City to shop at Macy's flagship store. With airfare, hotel in the heart of Manhattan. And the best part, a $2,500 shopping spree at Macy's. To Macy's. Let Macy's be your guide to gifting. Get signed up to win this national contest at 989thebuzz.com.